is the Bristol Flyers podcast.
Welcome to the Bristol Flyers podcast. My name's Joel Osborne, and this is
Sam Hardy. Welcome to the studio, fellas.
Hey, you lot. What are you doing?
Get out!
What are they like, Joel?
Trying to take our jobs.
For the listener, that was not Joel Osborne and Sam Hardy. That was Pasquale Landolfi, Corey Samuels in the house. Hello, fellas. How we doing?
Well, good, man. How's it going? Yeah?
Doing well.
For the backstory, in case you didn't realise, in case you missed the Lublin podcast away, these guys do Joel, an impression of Joel every single day. How many of you do it?
Yeah, pretty much all of us.
Pretty much the whole team.
Yeah, me, Corey, Brad, TJ, like all of us.
Why do you do it?
Oh, we're just good at it now.
I'm just so ingrained. And there must be regular listeners to the Flyers podcast. They just love it so much that they just want to do impressions of me every day. I'll take it as a compliment, fellas.
Anyway, welcome to the Bristol Flyers podcast. I'm stealing Joel's bit, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, we are powered by Web Gains. It's Joel and Sam here. Got Corey Samuels and Pasquale Landolfi, if you didn't already realise, here in the studio. This is episode number 65, Sam.
Very good. Very exciting. We've decided to get these... I'm really excited, actually, to be in the studio with you, Pasquale, and you, Corey, but the one that you were meant to be on your own, I got COVID, didn't I? So I missed out on it.
Yeah, well, you didn't feature in that one, unfortunately.
I'll tell you what happened here. So, we actually did record an episode that day. There was myself and Pasquale in the studio. Sam, you actually dialed in for this episode, didn't you? I don't know which producer was working the podcast that day, but the audio wasn't coming through on Sam. So I actually had to go through myself manually and cut out every single Sam Hardy question out of the podcast. It ended up being about half an hour long, but we've given Pasquale the full hour this time round here in the studio. And Sam, you're back as well.
Yeah, very exciting.
Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be chatting to Corey and Pasquale a little bit more. We're previewing this weekend's huge Flyers triple header at SGS College Arena. Two games for the men's team and a big game for Flyers women as well. We're going to pack the place out for that one. Should be great. Which is on the way to a capacity crowd. More on that later. We'll also be deep diving into the mailbag for an extended mailbag section because we have had so many questions come in for these two on this week's episode of the show. But before we deep dive into a bit of a chat, Sam and I have to issue an apology for last week's show to our viewers who were watching on YouTube.
What happened, Joel?
Well, that is because you would have noticed, if you watched last week's show on YouTube, you would have noticed it was 20 minutes of nothing, and then we cut into the podcast. Producer Dan's got the sack because he cut off the first 20 minutes of pitches on the podcast. So we've got a new producer in this week, haven't we?
Well, the thing is, we have got producer Fred in. He doesn't have a mic because we use four mics here. Normally, producer Dan has one of these ones. But Joel, going back to the early Pasquale episode, I think it was actually producer Fred's fault why we didn't have audio in the first place. So he should be sacked too.
Producer Fred, I think you should come over here. Come over here. Come chat to us because we haven't got a mic over on you because there's four here in the studio. This is producer Freddie, by the way.
Got his shorts on.
He's got his shorts on here. Producer Freddie, how we doing?
Very well. It was actually me on the episode with you, yeah. But it took about an hour trying to figure out how to get the audio to come through. We thought we'd done it. Then on the recording, there was nothing. So I'm really sorry, Sam. That was on me and Bully.
I'm not going to lie. That was probably some of my best content, some of my best jokes ever. It was really funny. It was really good, wasn't it?
It was really good, yeah.
So producer Fred is obviously on duty for Dan, who's got the sack. He's on the naughty step right now. Hopefully, we'll get Dan back for next week. But producer Fred...
Sam would want Ed.
I want Ed back, yeah.
Do you remember that guy, Ed? He used to produce the podcast back in the day. He was a good guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
But producer Fred is on the pushing the buttons today. We did actually meet him last season for our episode in Manchester. He was pushing buttons for Brandvox doing the live streaming. But now we've got him in here on the podcast. Right, fellas, how are we doing? Thanks for joining us on the podcast. How's it going?
Not bad, man. I can't complain.
Good stuff. You guys have just come from a team meal, haven't you? Down at the Cow and Sow, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have? Steak, I imagine.
Yep. Steak, chips, cabbage. It was really nice.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really good.
How'd you have your steak then, Squally?
I've quite a controversial way, but
well done.
I have it rare.
Oh, nice. Okay, good. But you're Italian. That's not controversial. That's what you want.
No,
isn't
but
it?
When I say rare, everyone's like, whoa. Steak's still mooing.
Have you ever had it blue?
No, that's too far.
That's too far. Yeah. Okay.
We've actually dragged you both away from your uni studies, haven't we? Because when I tried to ring you to get you to come on the podcast, the first answer I got was, what are you doing tomorrow? Well, I was supposed to be studying. Both of them said that, actually, and both of them agreed to come on the podcast in place of studying.
Anything to get out of studying, guys, is that right?
Well, all I'm saying is if my dissertation supervisor is asking me questions, I'm just going to send him your way. This is what I was doing instead of working on my future and my education. I sacrificed it for these guys.
Arguably, right. This is helping you with a future in media. You know, you were helping you get proper good media training and beat that Bristol accent out of you. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'll put that in my diss and see if I get any marks for that.
Just a quick reminder for the listeners, you're both studying at, Corey, you're studying at UE. Pasquale, you're at UOB.
UOB.
Bit of rivalry there. Just remind
it's not a rivalry.
Well, actually, UOB are playing UE today.
Yeah.
Really?
Basketball? It's UE second team, though. Yeah.
Who's going to win out of the second teams?
Nah, UOB probably.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
Do you know what
it's a different story when I'm playing for UOB.
Yeah, but guess what, Pasquale? You're in the studio right now. You're not going to be playing, so we're going to
I didn't get a call-up, so...
What time are they playing right now?
5 p.m.
So we won't know by the end of this episode who the winner was.
No. Well, we will know who the winner is going
to
be.
Well, we'll find out.
We do. It doesn't need to be much... There was a lot of competition back in the day when you and I were both at UE, wasn't there, Sam?
I know. Although we never lost to a UAB, so no biggie.
Corey, you're playing Bucks for UE, aren't you, this season? How's it going?
It's been a interesting season. Pretty much like a brand new group of guys, but yeah, it's cool. A lot of good guys on the team.
I remember last year, you guys actually made it all the way to the Bucks final, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. Something we're trying to like replicate. Made our work a bit harder than it needs to be, but you know, it's still on the table, so we'll see what happens.
Let's talk hoops. We are midway through the British Basketball League season. Flyers 11-12 in the league, 4-3 in the EMBL. Have the playoffs secured already. How are you guys both finding the season, you know, at the midway point now of the campaign?
Yeah, I'm finding it. It's definitely a new experience for me. I'll be playing a lot more games this year than I have in the last 2 years. So it's definitely a new experience for me. And there's a lot of challenges within, like, up to this point. I have to play different positions and because of injuries and other stuff like that. But I'm really enjoying the challenge. Like, I really enjoy it.
You had a tasty little Subway sub of the game the other day. 11 points off the bench. That was amazing, Squally, wasn't it? Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was it was good fun. So I felt really confident in that game. So it wasn't one of those things where I was nervous or anything. I just went in there, had to do my job, and that was it.
We had Keedy on last week, and we were talking about the dirty assist he had for you, which was disgusting. But the second you caught it, had you seen how cool the assist was, or did you not even think about it?
Well, the thing is, the play's happening so quickly. So, like, I was in the corner waiting. I didn't know if the ball was coming, but I had my hands ready regardless. And then the ball came to me, and I shot it, but I shot the ball really high up.
You had to adjust because the defender was coming,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was right there. So I had to chuck it up really high, and it went in. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. It went in.
Bit of a heat check, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was willing it. I was like, please, that was the coolest thing. Go in. And it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think the defender said something like, oh, no, that's not going in. And then it went in. I was like, oh, no. Ran back with defense. That was it.
Did you say anything to him?
Nah, I just went back.
Are you a trash talker? Like, do you talk to the players when you're playing on the court? Or
really.
I know Corey is.
Me?
Corey, we spoke about it last time on the podcast.
I'm
but you do. I mean, you're saying a lot. You're having a lot of conversations with players out there on the court, aren't you?
Yeah, it just comes up. But I feel like, it's just part of it. It's not like I wake up in the morning like, I'm going to trash talk today. But like,
he woke up and chose trash talk.
Yeah, literally. But someone would say something sly. So it's like, nah, then you respond. And then, especially if you're like, going at it that game, like, just like basketball wise, so it just happens. But
you're funny. I can love what I see. You do it all the time. You're purposely just digging at and winding them up, aren't you?
I mean, it happens. I'm not gonna say if it's on purpose or not, but it happens.
Have you had any recent encounters with any players in the British Basketball League? Like, have you had any like games where it's been particularly chatty this season?
Trying to think, this season there was a time. I think like appeared like in the Newcastle game, like one of the Newcastle games at home, where like I was going like back and forth a little bit.
Here we have Corey, yeah. Name and shame.
I think it was Austin.
Yeah, fair enough.
At one of the games, and obviously it's Malcolm as well, isn't it?
As so, like, as Malcolm talk.
Yes,
and the thing
is with Malcolm, yeah. If his team is up, yeah, he'll be on all the tools, all the chattings. He'll be like, because he's like, his personality is like quirky, innit? Like, it's funny, but in a weird way, innit? He'll be making them kinds of jokes. Let us get up, and he's looking like a slap. I even know the rest of the.
Like a slap it? Bottom.
Yeah, slap bottom. So, like, yeah, took a little bit. Like, they was up on us, and then he was talking. And then, like, stuff started going for us. Like, yeah, Malk. And you just see him on the bench, like, yeah. But, like, obviously, at the end of the game, it's all cool, and it's back to normal.
Fellas, obviously, you guys were out in Denmark the other week. Mm. How was the trip to Denmark? First time there?
Yeah, Denmark's actually really nice. I've never been to Denmark. I saw some pictures and stuff, but actually being there is, like, a really, really nice place. It was a good experience.
I mean, by the time this podcast comes out, by the way, we'll actually know who the Flyers are playing in the EMBL playoffs first round, because Lublin are playing against Landstad tonight. If Lublin win tonight, we place Voluntari. If Landstad win, Flyers finish fourth in the group and face Cholet from Lithuania.
Do you reckon they've got an, like, Cholet?
I don't think they do.
That would be a good one. Have you guys had a chance to look at them? Who would you rather play, Voluntari or Cholet?
To be fair, I've been more like focused on our group, like, yeah, throughout the time, so I haven't really watched them play, but we'll see.
Do you
if,
like,
they got that little fan chant, then I hope we play Cholet.
Yeah. do you get like time? I mean, I know you guys are busy with like uni work as well as playing for the Flyers. Do you ever get some, like, in your downtime, are you watching like British Basketball League games, or are you watching other ENBL games at all?
Yeah, I tend to watch more British Basketball League games, just like other teams if they're on. I sometimes just put it on whilst I'm doing some work. But yeah.
Yeah. And you sort of like, have you watched many European games, Corey, this year in the EMBL?
Only if it's like leading up to a team we're going to play.
Yeah.
Because obviously time is like very precious right now. So
yeah,
a lot of the time I'm like doing work or something. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, we will find out tonight who our European opponents are, which means if you're listening to the podcast once it's out tomorrow, you'll already know who they're playing in the EMBL playoffs. And we'll put all the info out on the Bristol Flyers ticketing website, especially around the home game. It won't be a season ticketed game, but there will be a priority period for season ticket holders and members to get their tickets before they go on general sale. So have a look out for that on the Bristol Flyers website. Here's something quite fun for you. I was just looking at
here's one I prepared earlier.
Well, we were just talking about the Denmark trip, and obviously it was an early morning, wasn't it, when you guys flew out to Denmark. So they get on the bus at 4 a.m. And then I wake up in the morning to go to work. This is at 8:14 in the morning on Tuesday, 23rd January, when you guys are travelling. I get these voice memos.
Wait, you're not
on
awake at 8:14, Joel.
From Corey Samuels. Have a listen to this, Sam.
Good morning, passengers. Welcome to Heathrow Airport. Do not leave any luggage unattended.
Welcome to the Heathrow Airport. This is UK's number one airport line.
Selling out airplanes for 9 years straight. It's a sellout arena. Packs out attendance. Get your tickets ready. Season passes only.
So that's just a bit of an insight as to the absolute nonsense I get from these guys on WhatsApp this season. A little bit of fun, but yeah. Like,
why were you doing that?
We was bored in the airport. Everyone was doing Joel impressions. I said, let me just send him one, brighten up his morning a little bit.
So they all sat there, you know, we're in the boarding lounge or whatever, waiting for their flight, doing impressions of me and sending me voice memos of it.
Does anyone ever just, like, you're all sat there or whatever, you're doing all these impressions, and then it just flips and it's like, just shut up, stop doing those impressions?
Nah, it's too funny.
No, not really, it's too funny. But we're coming for, like, even last year's group, we're just coming like VJ King with the Royal Flush. So it'll be like random ones coming out of nowhere. So yeah, funny.
He's killing it this year as well, isn't he?
He is. Doing his thing. There in Hamburg, out the towers. Shout out VJ for listening. Good friend of the show. Fellas, quick focus, quick switch of focus to the British Basketball League season. How have you found the balancing of the European games with the domestic games this season? Because, like, I know injuries have played a big part in it because, obviously, you know, they're well documented. I mean, you know, we've got a bit of a starting lineup of injuries right now. Yeah, Christian Cunningham in pre-season. Then you have Keady falling on his wrist. Then you have Tijon slipping on the court in Surrey. RGP with that horrible ankle injury, the landing injury. And now Les with a broken hand as well. That's literally a starting five right there of players. How are you finding that adjustment? Because, you know, you'll have one game where you'll have, like, your backcourt back, and you have another game where, like, one of your frontcourt players is missing. I imagine that's tough for you guys because your role is then constantly changing each and every game.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's constantly adjusting, and I think it kind of shows because, like, I remember there was, like, a three-game stretch where one game I started and played, like, 20-something minutes. Next game, it was, like, European. I played, like, 7 minutes. Guys were healthy. And somehow between that game and next game, guys were, like, hurt again. I played, like, 30 minutes. So it's, like, always got to kind of, like, be ready to step up. And it's what, like, P's been doing a good job at because, obviously, like he said, he's playing way more games this season than before and, like, way more responsibility. And I feel like he's, like, stepping into that role pretty well.
Yeah, that's something you've had to do this year, Pasquale, as well, is, you know, you have to always be ready in that situation because you just never know when your name's going to be called off the bench.
Yeah, I've just always been ready. Like, even if it's coming in at the four, coming at that three or the two, just always being ready. And just, I always make sure before every game I, like, do a lot of prep. Just so I can make sure when I'm on the court, I try to think less and make my instinct carry on. So, yeah.
Do you have, like, a routine or anything? Is there, like, a certain, like, or superstitions or anything like that you do?
Not really. I've actually only started doing it this year. I've actually got, like, a little notepad, and I try to memorize the scout report, and then I basically, throughout the week of practice, like, we'll go through what we need to do, and then I'll just go back home and then write in my notepad what those things are. And then after the week, I'll just do a whole overview of what I need to do. And then I'll just read that before like on the day of the game. And then, yeah, I normally go into the court quite early just to shoot, get my shot ready. And then, yeah.
He's always there first.
He is. He's always there first.
He loves it.
I always see Pasquale, the first one on the court, every home game, you're in there getting up reps. There's no one else that arrives early. You're arriving earlier than us sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm rocking up and I'm seeing you there already getting shots.
That's because I normally walk, so I just walk straight down and that's it.
Look, he's very modest, isn't he? He's like, just I'm walking. That's why. It's the only way I'm getting there. Really. Fellas, this is the part of the show where we usually like to put you through our quick fire question segment. However, you've both done our quickfire question segment this season, so we've got a different version of the quickfire question segment. This one is all about your fellow teammates. Producer Fred over there is ready to go with the lights. Sam, are you ready to go? Oh, he's
already too ready.
Speaking of ready, the lights just gone red as well. they're very ready. Right, fellas. Right, 30 seconds on the clock.
Wait, who's answering?
Yeah, sure.
I think what we'll do is we'll alternate questions and then you just alternate who answers. But basically, it'll be like, who's the player who's most likely to do this on the team?
All right, so I'll go first then.
Yeah, so Pasquale, you can go first and then Corey's got the next question. Okay, see what I mean? Yeah, so get back and forth. Sam, 30 seconds on the clock. Your time, fellas, starts now. Who's the funniest on the team?
Brad Green.
Who is the most organized?
Raf.
Who is coach's favorite?
Tijon.
Who takes the most selfies?
Les.
Who's the best chef?
Les.
Which player is most likely to turn up late?
Keely.
Which player eats the most food?
Brad Green.
Who is most likely to spend all day in their room?
Probably Keely, I don't know.
Who has the best fashion sense?
Keely.
Who spends the most time on their phone?
Tijon.
Who is the most likely to get in trouble?
Yeah, you asked.
I don't actually know.
Mischief. Troublesome.
Trouble in what way? On the court?
Just like mischief.
No, not off the court.
Get in trouble. Who's up to no good?
I think we're all pretty good. This
we're all up to much good. Yeah. I think
a very
on this
modest
team.
Answer. I'd usually ask producer Dan how many questions they got right there, but
that was 11.
I don't think was looking. Was that 11?
I was looking. He doesn't have the notes. It was 11. Very good,
11.
Guys.
That tied our leading scorer.
They were rapid.
With Mike Miller last season.
Brad, Keedy.
I mean,
Keedy,
all the questions Keedy. Are one question answers, to be fair. Producer Fred, we get the lights back to blue, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, they were all one word answers. But you guys got 11, which puts you joint.
So, what do we win for that then?
You win £100.
You win pride.
A packet of sweets or.
Yeah, there's this great vending machine by this company called Elevend, actually.
Sam, right, it's time for us to get to this week's news.
This is the Bristol Flyers podcast.
Welcome back to the Bristol Flyers podcast. And before we get to this week's news, Sam, this is usually the part of the show where we like to give Web Gains, our podcast sponsor, a huge thank you. But we've done one better this week on the Bristol Flyers podcast because we are very pleased to say that joining us in the studio right now is Rob Atkinson, digital marketing manager for Web Gains. Rob in the house, welcome.
Hello, mate.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First of all, we've got to give a massive shout out to you and the entire team at Web Gains because, of course, you are the Bristol Flyers podcast sponsors this season. Without your support, we would not be able to do this show. So, first of all, a huge, massive thank you from the two of us and from all the Flyers family and all the listeners as well because, you know, we love doing the Bristol Flyers podcast, don't we, Sam?
I just think about the initial advert we did for this with, what was it? What are the two guys we did? The joke spoof
one? Wayne's World.
Yeah. And all, when you were saying that then, I wanted to do the other bit from Wayne's World where they're like, we couldn't do this without you. We are not worthy. We are not worthy. Because we appreciate you so much, Rob. Thanks for having us.
I know. Should I reveal the conversation we just had? When we gave you all the memorabilia to use for that clip, I don't know if you used them or not. I can't actually remember. We gave Sam some branded, brand new golf balls, some Callaway golf balls, and we didn't realise that they were going to go home with you. And what? You've just told me. What have you just told me?
Anyway? I lost them all.
Lost them all.
Yeah, gone. They're all gone.
So the bag has just been returned to me a little lighter.
Yeah, well, there we go. Hey, get good use out. Get the Web Gains brand out there, Sam.
This is it. What I'm hoping is I'm knocking it into some tree while someone's in that same little bush looking for their own ball. They find your Web Gains one. This actually happened. One of our sponsors was BBS Plumbing and Heating from for City and Bears. I think they do City mainly. And I found one of their balls in the hedge, and I used that. Lost that one again as well. So,
well, what I want to know is that you use the plumbing services, and like. You know, because we want someone to find the ball and then join our affiliate network. That's got to be the goal.
I do actually use MPW Plumbing and Heating as well, who sponsor the Flyers instead. So
shout out MPW. Rob, obviously we are very pleased to be joined by you, but just for the listener, introduce yourself to the Flyers family, who you are and what your job at Web Gains entails.
Yeah, thanks, Joel. So you actually made a mistake when you introduced me with my job title because I just had a promotion.
Oh, really? You need to change your
this
email.
This week?
Yeah. Well, Rob, you need to change your email signature.
Rob's email signature. I have updated it, but the email is so new that the email signature would have been the old one from last time.
Oh, I see. Literally, yeah.
So Rob Atkinson is now the international marketing manager.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so congratulations to me.
Congratulations, Rob.
He's the IMM. He is him.
That's it. He is him.
Yeah, but, you know, the sentiment was there. So we've been working with the Flyers since 2020, which was COVID season. We came on and it was odd because we were talking. I think COVID happened when we were already talking about kind of getting on board, and we obviously went through with it, but it was empty stadiums and things like that. But it was kind of good for us because we ended up thinking of other ways that we can get involved because there weren't people at the games, and that's kind of evolved, isn't it? So we did Flyers TV. Mm-hmm. Which has changed a bit now, hasn't it, with the way the BBL is.
That's right.
It.
We've got the European games on there, but that's it now because obviously the league has taken all those games away from us. They do it on their central channel themselves. Yeah
and then obviously now we've done the shorts throughout, front of the shorts, which is cool. And now we're here in the podcast, aren't we? Which, as you said, like we're sponsoring the greatest podcast in the Southwest.
Yeah, it is the greatest podcast in the Southwest. Yeah. Better than that Plymouth City Patriots one.
That's really bizarre that you got on board. Like, a lot of people come down and they see it all in its full glory, all the fans all amazing, and then they want to get involved. But you obviously got involved before all that. You knew about all that, really, or before seeing all that.
Yeah, I think what was important to us is to... We're really big on investing in community projects, and this Bristol Sport as a whole is a pretty big part of the community here. Flyers is a route into that for us. So it's not just about the Flyers, it's about being a part of and having relationships within Bristol Sport and the doors that's opened for us, and being able to actually support a lot of the kind of charitable stuff that goes down to the grassroots. We've been part of that as well. So that's why it's that's why we did it in the first place, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And just for the listener, obviously we read out the ads every week on the podcast, but let's hear it from the man himself. Tell us all about Web Gains, what they do and how they can help people's businesses out there in the community.
Yeah, sure. So Web Gains is an affiliate marketing network. A lot of people won't know what affiliate marketing is, despite the fact that you have done a very good job, I would say, in previous episodes of telling everybody. So everybody uses, we all use affiliate marketing or affiliates, so websites that you buy things through, referral links, and those are websites that are earning commission for promoting products. So we work with brands to connect them to those affiliate sites. A really well-known example would be Top Cashback. They advertise on TV. Most people have an account with them now where you can earn cash back on your purchases. They are earning commission on the sales they're generating, and Web Gains as an affiliate network connects the brands and the publishers together. So really, anybody who would want to work with Web Gains, brands who are looking to drive traffic and sales on their e-commerce sites, really.
Yeah, pretty much everyone is selling something online, aren't they?
So is there a chance that we've used... or bought products that you've like connected together without really realizing this?
Yeah, funnily enough, yes, definitely. So once a couple of years ago, a friend of mine sent me a link of a broken link that he'd found online, because one of a brand had the affiliate link had expired on a publisher's site, and it was our holding page that for some reason it went to, and he was like, sort it out. It's nothing to do with us, really. But yeah, so we're everywhere, affiliate networks.
Yeah, and just talk to us a bit about the Flyers as well. I mean, you've been watching on this season. What have you made of the campaign as a whole?
Yeah, so always enjoy watching the Flyers, the ups and downs. I would say this season's been an interesting one, the European aspect, but then the injuries, right? So it's been brutal, let's be honest. But there's some exciting players, as there always are. And, you know, the teams change quite a lot, but that is also exciting. But then there's a few more guys that are hanging around as well. Obviously, like Tevin, somebody who I really enjoyed watching last season. Great seeing him continuing. But yeah, it's I don't know what the goals for the end of the season. I mean, playoffs, surely, and then just see what happens there. Yeah. Get a fit squad.
Well, I think it's important just for us to be as good as we can be going into May. If we can be at the point where we're playing our best basketball in May and really pushing in the playoffs, and obviously with the EMBL playoffs coming up as well, a couple of big campaigns coming up for the Bristol Flyers.
Who is your favourite player this year?
This year, I would say Brad Green. A different type of player than what I think the Flyers have had over the past few years. He's just seems to be the real deal, sort of the monster in the paint. He just makes things happen. He converts well. So yeah, I've enjoyed watching Brad Green.
The monster in the paint. That's a new one. I like that.
He is a monster in the paint. Yeah. And he could be going to All-Star Game as well. Who knows?
Oh, come on.
We'll get onto that later on in this week's show. Rob, before we let you go, now we normally have a quick fire question segment on the Bristol Flyers podcast. And obviously with Corey and Pasquale having been in the studio today, they've already done the quick fire question segment, Sam. So we thought that you could give us some quick fire questions all about Web Gains. What do you think?
Sounds good. Should we give it a go?
Let's give it a go. Producer Fred over there is going to do the light. Sam, have you got the soundboard at the ready?
We are ready.
Here we go. He just about got it in time, producer Fred over there. The lights are red.
He gave you a look then, Joe.
And Rob, these questions, before we get into it, these are all true and false questions,
yes,
aren't they?
Yeah. So, you know, you've got a 50% chance of getting them correct, but I like your chances.
Well, fingers crossed. Let's see how we get on. Sam, are you ready to go? I don't think it's going to last 30 seconds, but we'll play it until we get through all the quick fire questions.
Do you think it'll be longer or shorter, though?
Shorter. But I'll control it on my end. Nice. Right, are we ready? We have, Sam and I, you have, we have 30 seconds on the clock. Our time starts now.
Shane Showtime Walker, Flyers alumni, signed up as a publisher on the Web Gains affiliate network in 2022.
True. True.
No idea.
True.
It is true.
It's
okay,
true.
Good.
It's, yeah, it's true. True. It's true.
Question two. Last year, affiliates helped sell $12 billion worth of products for British brands.
$12 billion sounds like a lot.
Is it true?
It's true.
True. True. Oh, question. Play it again, Sam. Play the music again.
Straight
the music
in.
Stopped. We're back in.
In 2023, every £1 spent on affiliate marketing by advertisers or brands returned an average of £12.40.
That's good, and I reckon that's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Web Gains shares UK locations with three BBL teams.
Can't say that word on the podcast, but we'll let it slide. I'm going to say true.
True. It's true. Manchester, Bristol, and London.
Play it again, Sam. Play it again.
There's one question left. Manchester, Bristol. Oh, no.
This is the last question. Okay.
Big one. Big one.
Question five, the last question. Web Gains is the greatest affiliate network in the universe.
That's true.
That's true.
Well done, 5 out of 5. Congratulations. Well done.
Amazing.
Oh, love it.
5 out of 5. That was a little bit of fun, wasn't it?
You guys, you're clever. I'll give you that.
There we go.
Do you know what? Some of those, that is actually amazing, though. Wouldn't it? Like 12 billion a year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Massive, massive. Yes. Huge channel. So much potential. Amazing returns as well. Because I said there, £12.40 return for every pound spent by brands in the channel. That says it all, really.
Yeah. Final question before we get to the end of this segment. So, genuinely, I know we can always do as much of this advertising as we want, but there are people out there who have businesses or whatever. Who are the best people to use you? Like, what sort of businesses are best?
Yeah. So, it's people who are selling products online. So if you've got an e-commerce website, really it's almost any size of website. There are some brands that are maybe a bit small and they're not ready yet, but they're scaling up, right? And there's always a point when investing in marketing channels or different marketing channels is the right strategy. But anybody who is selling products online.
Amazing. And if people want to get in touch, how can they reach out to you?
Yep. So you can head to our website, webgains.com. Or you can email us, so hello@webgains.com, if you would rather get in touch that way. That's
yeah.
it.
And cool. All these guys are on LinkedIn as well, so you can go connect with them on LinkedIn, have a little chat over there, yeah. grab a coffee or whatever you want to do.
Or personal email, Rob@internationalmanofmystery. Is that your new...
Do you know what? Shall I ask for that? I don't know what IT will say.
Hey, I'll take that if it's available, mate.
I'll raise the ticket.
Great stuff.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob, thank you so much for joining us here on the Flyers podcast. Are you coming to the games this weekend?
Not this weekend, but I've got a couple of games lined up for the rest of the season.
Great stuff. Well, we look forward to seeing you at the SGS College Arena very, very soon indeed. Sam, it's time for us to get to the news.
You're listening to the Bristol Flyers podcast.
All right, we are back with Corey and Pasquale. That was a good little section, wasn't it, Sam?
Do you know what? I was saying to Rob, went off there, I think, it's good to know about all the, you hear all the adverts and stuff, but actually, when you hear about it, it can be really beneficial, hey?
Yeah, and you're stealing all his golf balls as well. I don't think he appreciated that.
Yeah, losing all his golf balls. Yeah, apologies.
Maybe, like I say, if someone finds that golf ball in a bush now and then looks at it and be like, oh, I could do with some affiliate marketing. That is a job well done, I say.
I wonder whether some of them ended up in the water, though. So.
Well, you never know. They might scoop them out and then put them in. You know, you buy the pack of, like, lake balls.
We should get some Bristol Flyers podcast golf balls merch just so I can have them.
We
yeah?
should. Well, we should get some Bristol Flyers golf merch,
brilliant,
I think.
Sorted.
Yeah. Well, summer is coming, so... we'll see if we can ask the powers that be above.
Get you guys to the range soon. You want to come hit some balls?
Do you guys play golf?
Mini golf?
Yeah, mini golf.
Not like on the driving range and stuff.
No,
I ain't done that before.
You would though, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
let's do it.
Yeah, we'll get him involved. Let's do it. Right, where were we? Here's a look at what's been going on around the British Basketball League this week. We've got to start by talking about Caledonia Gladiators away last weekend. Flyers falling to Caledonia, 78-72 loss in their first game back to British Basketball League action. Sam, did you watch this game at home?
I did. I was actually in the car on the way back from Croydon. Such a good start. Went out on an 11-2 lead. It felt like we were just never going to not have that lead, and then we dried up a little bit, didn't we?
It was a really hot start, wasn't it, fellas? Like, I mean, from the get-go, it just seemed like we could get wherever we wanted to on the court, right?
Yeah, credit to the starting lineup. We always say we need a good start, and and you know, they did that, so yeah, credit to them guys.
How tough is it playing away at, it's not Glasgow anymore, but Caledonia, East Kilbride? That, I know you've played there a couple of times now this season. What's that venue like to play in as an away player?
I quite like the court. The court's very nice. It's obviously brand new arena, so, and the crowd are normally quite loud as well. So yeah, it's good. It's good environment to play in. It's never, for me, I don't really feel like it's intimidating though. So, but it's nice.
Not quite your fortress, SGF. But it was a sold out crowd there up at East Kilbride, so it's great to see.
What's the capacity?
1,500, 2,000 maybe. They are getting a bigger one, aren't they? In a couple of years' time, but that's like their temporary venue, basically. As you say, Sam, Flies out to an early 11-2 lead. 6-point lead at the end of one. The scoring, it slowed down a little bit in the second quarter. Caledonia came back into the game. Brad Green, by the way, had his 10th rebound with 6 minutes to go in the half. He completed his double-double with about 6 minutes to go in the third. So a big game for him in the end.
He's
so it's massive.
Isn't he?
Caledonia took a 5-point lead into the break, extended it to 9 at the end of 3. And then I felt like the comeback was on at one point when Keely Johnson with the steal made like a 3-point game and one play with about, 40 seconds on the clock?
Yeah.
And then it's almost those ones, isn't it, where you're sort of chasing the game, having to foul and then rely on miss free throws and stuff like that. We've got a big double header for the British Basketball League team this weekend. I was looking at the schedule, by the way. It's like our 9 of our last 13 games are all at home now. It's a crazy home schedule coming up. So we're, 11-12 in the league right now, but our next 5 games are at home.
The only concern I've got here, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but you're going to finish your game at roughly 10 p.m. 18 and a half hours later, you have to start the next game. That is crazy to me, Joel.
I know you've done these double headers before, but having the 8 p.m. followed by like the 4:30 p.m. Yeah. How it's going to be a quick, everyone's going to be waiting in line for treatment, aren't they? What sort of things are you doing between games? How will it look between, you know, the Saturday game finishing and the Sunday game starting? What sort of things are you doing?
For me, probably I'd just do the same thing as I did with the previous game. But I think, for me, if I play a lot of minutes, it depends. If I play a lot of minutes, then maybe I'll go to the gym and do some mobility stuff. But if not, then I'll just stretch and get in the court early and shoot.
Yeah. What about you, Corey? Are you getting massage? I see a bunch of guys are all getting massage from the sport clinic now.
Yeah, from Phil. Yeah.
Yeah, from Phil. Shout out, Phil. Yeah. I imagine he's gonna be quite busy this weekend, isn't he?
I feel like guys are gonna have to get there like an hour early just to like get a massage slot in, because. Yeah, them things are pretty game-changing.
Do they make a difference?
Yeah, definitely. Like, if you come in with, like you're sore, like, your muscles are sore or something, obviously it's not going to, like, heal you, but it's going to get you ready to play, innit? Pretty good.
That's really good. I mean, it's really helpful. We're really, like, shout out Sport Clinic and Phil and that, because they're smashing it this season. Don't forget, by the way, on Saturday, let's talk about doubleheader. Saturday, Cheshire Phoenix, 8 p.m. tip-off. Sunday, Surrey Scorchers, 4:30 p.m. tip-off. Both games are pretty much sold out, Sam. There are a few tickets available, I think, for both games. You can get, like, maybe one or two tickets just scattered around somewhere.
How generous.
So you can go pick them up if you're listening to the podcast and you still want to come, maybe on your own, because there's, like, one left. If you want to come down, just snap it up. Also, we have to make a big shout out. Both of those games, by the way, on YouTube, British Basketball League YouTube channel. Have to give a big shout out to the Flyers women's team, Sam. They are at home on Sunday as part of our big triple header. Now, this women's game is against Lupper Riders. It takes place at 12:30 p.m. And I can tell you, Sam, right now, at the time of recording, we've been really giving this game a big push. There are only 150 tickets left available for this game. We're going to have a packed house at SGS.
That is so cool, Joe. I mean, we're going to do exactly the same that we do for the Men's Fix show. I'll have all the music, all the lineups, all the rest of it. And it sounds like we've got a massive crowd coming as well, which is amazing.
And I'm very pleased to say that joining us on the line right now is Bristol Flyers women's star, Chloe Hinnick. Good friend of the show. Chloe, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you guys for having me. I can't believe you've butchered my name.
Oh, Hinnick. It is Hinnick, isn't it? I was like, is it Hinnick or is it
Hinnick? I knew it was Hinnick because we got this wrong on purpose before and your mum had a massive go at me.
I remember, but I can't remember if it was Hinnick or if it was Hinnick. I'll remember that now for good.
Chloe, I'm sorry about him.
Yeah, apologies about that, Chloe. Chloe, how are you? No, thanks for taking time out of your busy day because you are actually table officiating the SGS Basketball Academy game right now. Is that right?
I am, yeah.
How are they getting on?
Half-time at the moment. They're down 21-34 at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Or 24-34, actually.
When you said down 21, I was thinking down 21 points, but that's they can bring that back.
It's doable.
Yeah, they're only down 10, so they can definitely bring it back.
Obviously, Chloe, we've got you on the podcast to discuss the big game this Sunday, Loughborough Riders versus Flyers Women. We've got a jam-packed house potentially on the cards here. We've only got 150 places left at SGS Wise for this game.
Yeah, no, that's definitely exciting. I don't think we've had a crowd that big ever, probably, especially not this season. We've been quite low on numbers, but it's definitely exciting to have a big crowd and to see everyone sort of how they react to that. And it should be a good game, I think.
Yeah, and talk to us about Loughborough because right now they're looking good. They're fifth in the league, 9-7. Have you played them once already this season?
Yeah, we played them away. We won, I can't remember by how many points, but I want to say it was a close game, but that was probably one of the first games where we actually started to sort of like gel and click as a team. So I think it will probably be more the same on Sunday. So hopefully another good game for all the fans to watch.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And looking at your season so far as a whole, I mean, eighth in the WNBL Div 1, which for the listener, it's the second tier of women's basketball in the country. You're 6-9 on the season. What have you made of the campaign so far?
Yeah, we had a difficult start. We sort of started off 0-4, which is sort of to be expected. We had quite a lot of new players and took a lot of time for us to like gel. After that, we sort of started to pick up wins, got some momentum going into Christmas. We had a few tough losses to start 2024, but we won last week against Barking Abbey by about 28 points. So definitely a positive going into this week's game.
Great stuff. And obviously, we've talked about the crowd, but I mean, how much is that something you're talking about amongst the players right now in the squad? Just like, you know, potentially how many fans could be turning up to your game on Sunday?
Yeah, we've discussed it a few times, but we almost don't want to treat it any differently to any other game. We'll sort of just see how it goes on the day, but obviously it's exciting to have a big crowd.
Yeah, what can fans expect for those that are maybe coming and checking out the team for the first time this season? What kind of style has your team been playing this season?
Oh, that's very difficult to define, actually. It sort of goes from game to game, but I think if we play how we played against Barking Abbey, then it'll be a lot of pressing basketball and lots of fast breaks and turnovers and things like that. So it should be an exciting game, hopefully.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed you come through with another win over Loughborough. We'll have everyone here behind you. Just before you go, have you got a message for the fans that are looking or maybe some fans that haven't picked up a ticket yet to come watch you on Sunday?
Well, yeah, it's free to come watch. So if you've got anything better to do this Sunday, then please come down and support us. We really appreciate it. And obviously, if you've got tickets to the men's game after, then it makes sense to come a little bit early and support us, right? So. I hope to see as many people as possible at the game.
100%. Chloe, thank you so much for your time. I'll let you get back to that second half of table officiating. All right, hope SGS pull through for the win. And best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you. See you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was great, wasn't it, Sam?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that she's in the middle of a game right there and then just comes and gives us a 5-minute chat.
I know, classic. Just I asked her if she's a free to have a chat with us to help us preview the game, to help us push, you know, a few more tickets and stuff. And she was like, I'm table officiating SGS. Can't believe I got a surname wrong again, by the way.
It's amazing that you timed it perfectly as well, that exactly when we needed her to, she was ready to answer the phone, Joel. Incredible.
I know, right? I know, the power of podcast magic, eh? Right, where are we? We've got some more news to get through, and this is the EMBL. Of course, the Flyers will know by now who we're facing in the EMBL playoffs. Got to give a massive shout out to Newcastle Eagles, who also clinched their place in the EMBL playoffs this week, representing the British Basketball League. Corey Pasquale, we spoke about the teams competing in Europe this season, but it is great to see. I know they're in the opposite group, and they are sort of, you know, a rival of ours, but being in, you know, seeing teams from the UK competing at this level, obviously Flyers and Newcastle punching their ticket to the playoffs, it's great, isn't it? Everyone wants to see the teams do well on the European stage.
Yeah, 100%. I think it just basically means that, like, this British Basketball League is like competing against these high European teams, so you can see how high level the league actually is, and it will help push the league going forward, I think.
Yeah, it's massive, isn't it, for British basketball, Corey? Like, just seeing these teams competing at this level now.
Yeah, I think it just, like, adds credibility to the league, because a lot of people around the world probably think, similar to even people in England, like, basketball in England, like, is it that big and stuff? But when they see English teams, or British teams, I should say, playing against, like, their home teams and stuff, then it's like, okay, yeah, the BBL's serious.
Yeah.
And, like, we're actually winning games out there, so...
Yeah, it's massive. Sam, other news we've got to get through here, by the way. Got some beef for you, Sam. Are you ready to play the sound?
It's time for British Basketball Beef. Sponsored by Cowan Sal.
British Basketball Beef, Sam. Did you watch the game on Thursday?
Which
last
game?
Thursday, Plymouth City Patriots versus Manchester Giants.
No.
Did you catch the ending to this game?
No.
So, it would be a huge injustice, Sam, if we didn't mention what happened at the end of this Manchester versus Plymouth game. Essentially, did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Did you guys see what happened very briefly? Yeah. I mean, we're not going to talk about it too much because there is an ongoing investigation from the league around this. But essentially, an incident took place after the game. Players had to be separated. I think there might have been a fan involved in the situation.
Really?
As well. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about it too much because obviously there is an investigation going on and we can't really speculate as to what happened. The league released a statement the following day, which reads the following. Following an incident at the conclusion of last night's British Basketball League Championship game between Manchester and Plymouth, the league can confirm it has launched a full investigation. A full disciplinary process involving the league, both clubs and relevant stakeholders will begin immediately. Until the conclusion of the investigation and disciplinary process, the league will make no further comment. Did you watch it, Corey?
I didn't watch the game, but I had the clip like sent to me.
Okay, we're not going to talk about this further because, you know, we condone this sort of situation. But Joel, I don't understand. Is the beef this week between the teams? Is that what you're on about? Is that okay? That's why it's British basketball beef.
Because there was a big brawl after the game. So that Sam is your British basketball beef.
It's time for British basketball beef. Sponsored by Cowan Sal.
That moo is a bit long, isn't it? Let's be honest.
I liked it. This is Sam's moo, by the way. Yeah, if you only listen to the podcast, it's all done by Sam. Other news we've got to get to. British Basketball League All-Star voting is closing soon. There is still time to have your say on who makes the starting fives for both Team North and Team South. Voting closes February 15th. So it's close in, what, a week and a half? Couple weeks?
Day after Valentine's Day. So if you're thinking of doing anything for Valentine's Day, vote for your favourite Bristol Flyers personnel to be part of the All-Star game.
And the league also released the latest voting results for week 3 of voting. I can confirm that Brad Green still leads the way at the centre position for Team South with 22% of the votes. Levi Bradley, he's still hanging in there. Third in the forward position with 16% of the votes.
Have you done your votes yet or not?
I don't know. Are we allowed to?
Yeah, I don't know.
Of course you're allowed to vote. Vote for yourself.
Hey, I think you make votes. I don't think there's no limit on who
just
can vote.
Just make a new email address.
Yeah, I think you
Lasquale
can.
Pandolfi. At hotmail.co.uk.
There's also a 3-point shootout competition. Fancy yourself for that, Pasquale, maybe?
Somebody get this man in the contest.
Yeah, get him in the All-Star 3-point shootout.
Yeah, man, I want to see it.
Fancy yourself for that, Pasquale?
I mean, if they ask me, then I'll do it, but...
He's gone all red now, look.
Look at him, he's all... Oh, I am going to shoot in.
There's also a skills challenge and a dunk contest that weekend, too.
Corey, we'll get you in for the dunk. Yeah,
Corey Slamuels, take part in that. I don't think there's voting for that. That is voted for... Well, that's picked for by the league. But you can go on the British Basketball League website and you can vote for your British Basketball League All-Stars. Do it before voting closes. I think Trajan Jacobs just outside the top three as well in the guard position. So there's still time for him to make a late run as well.
He will be amazing in the All-Star game. Dunks.
Transition Trajan.
Transition Trajan. I like it. It does sound quite similar, doesn't
transition
it?
Transition Trajan.
That's his new nickname. Transition Trajan.
TJ.
I had a nickname given to me yesterday. We were playing our own basketball game and I did a couple of little Eurostep things. And my favourite ever player is Ricky Rubio. But I'm carrying a few more pounds than him. So Steve Devereux, because I call him Thicky Rubio.
Thicky Rubio is amazing.
Oh, I like that. Thicky Rubio.
Yeah. All right. Well, Thicky Rubio, it's time for us to get to the mailbag.
You're listening to the Bristol Flyers podcast.
Vicky Rubio, I love it.
I've got to keep that. I love it.
Right, fellas, time for us to wrap up this week's episode of the podcast with our mailbag. And as we said, we've got an extended mailbag this week because so many questions came through to the podcast. Have you looked at how many questions we've got to our
game? Literally so many.
So thank you all for your questions. We'll try to get through as many as we possibly can right now. The first one is from Will.Eckley on IG. Who wins, and this came through from a few people asked this question, who wins in a 1v1 between the two of you?
No, I'm saying.
I don't know, what is it? 3-point line?
Just a 1v1.
Yeah,
1v1.
So you start from the 3-point line, that's fine.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. We've never played 1v1.
No, we actually haven't.
You've never played 1v1?
We played 1v1 in the post, like left-hand only type stuff, like messing around,
little post
before
battle.
Practice, yeah.
Who would win in the guards between the post battle?
Post battle?
Between all the guards?
Is Pasquale a guard in this?
Yeah.
They do call me Postman Pass.
Yeah, I can't lie. He used to be a big man, innit? He probably got the most post moves.
Postman Pass.
Back in the day, he used to be a postman. So.
I love that. That's amazing.
Matt Hardy on X says, you've both played multiple seasons at the highest level for Bristol. Which players you've played with would you pick for an all-time Flyers team? So you have to have played with them.
And you can't pick yourselves, each other, or anyone on this year's roster.
Oh, so from the first
this year's roster.
BJ King.
That's what Matt's question says.
Where does it say that? Oh, I missed a bit underneath it. Yeah, fine.
Who are you picking, fellas?
BJ King.
Okay, that's good. That's a great first choice. I remember you started that. BJ King.
Five. Well, Malcolm's been the only ever starting five man. I guess Matt.
Mike Miller.
Yeah.
The Iceman.
How many spots is left?
I was going to say, because you haven't actually... You can dive deep into like the 2014-15, because I'll be taking Doug Herring.
What, over Mike?
Did you ever watch Doug Herring play?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. First year British Basketball League.
Yeah.
Outrageous. Man, he was good. What a player.
We had some good players back in the day, man.
We did. Who else are you picking?
Who else is there from the last 2 years?
Can they have people who were there last year and they were here this year?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I'm not going to lie to that.
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, go on. Let's do that then.
So what, we need a 2 and a 3?
Yeah.
Put VJ at the 3, TB at the 4.
Yeah.
TB.
At the guard spot, the other guard spot, TJ. Yeah.
Strong. BethKoo29 on Instagram. What's the best bit of advice that Coach Kapoulos has given you on a game day?
Go for it, P.
probably just believe in yourself.
You've seen that little kid on social media. It's like, if you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything. Yeah. Is that what it's like? Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe not like that. But yeah. Yeah. You just say believe in yourself. I think it's pretty good advice.
What about you, Corey?
Believe in yourself. I think that's my answer too. No, I'm playing. I can't think, but yeah, something along those lines for sure. Yeah. Pretty positive on game day.
Squally, your brother has been in touch on IG. Landolfi _ Alex. Who is your favourite brother? is he your only brother?
No, I've got two brothers.
So who's your favourite?
Oh, I don't really have a favourite. They're both my brothers. So.
You don't like either of them?
No, I like both of them.
And he wants to know, will your brother Alex be better than you at basketball?
No. That was a very quick answer.
I'm the best brother out of all of them.
Ooh, shots fired. Harry _T.Z on Instagram. Favorite NBA team?
Wow, this is an easy one for me. I'm making a disclaimer here. Right, New York Knicks. Mm-hmm. We're going to the finals. Mm-hmm. We're going to win the finals. And Jalen Brunson is going to be the finals MVP.
Ooh!
Do you know who's stopping you?
Who?
My boys, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, okay, nice.
Okay, past the Milwaukee Bucks as well at some point.
You are not winning. You are not winning the finals this year. We will see. Out in the first round. Okay. Bye bye.
All right. That's what everyone said, but we'll see. The Bucks were out last round, but yeah.
What about you, Corey?
Corey.
I guess I'm a Warriors fan, but I don't really watch the NBA like that no more. So
it's tough, isn't it? There's a lot. It's long, time man. Time zones are absolutely killing me right now. I haven't even got league pass this year. I've had league pass every year for the last like 3 or 4 years. This year I haven't even got it. Just watching highlights on YouTube now. Crazy. Former Flyers point guard Marcus Evans has reached out on Instagram. And he's got a question for you, Corey. Which point guard was the toughest matchup for you in practice?
Nah, the guard that has surprised me the most was probably Jelani, like in preseason last year. Even before preseason in the summer.
Yeah.
We was playing at SGS, we were scrimmaging in it. And like, a lot of guys I know him because we're both English, innit? Like, yeah, Lonnie, like, he's sick. Like, he's like that. I'm thinking, yeah, he's probably quite good, but how good can he really be, innit? I'm not going to lie, at this scrimmage. Do you remember? Were you there?
I do remember.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That guy was not missing. Like, he was not missing.
Yeah. So he actually came to our Leicester Riders away game, didn't he, this season?
Yeah.
And you got a chance to catch up with him.
Yeah, it was nice, man.
I saw on the clip, you said to him, don't worry, Lonnie, I've got a spare jersey in the back for you.
yeah, nice.
It's good to catch up with him.
Yeah, no, it was sick, man. It was unexpected as well, so nah, it's cool. Glad to see him doing well as well. Like, know that he can do a lot better, but yeah, he's doing sick, man.
Yeah.
I've got a couple more questions here, probably just two. Going back to what we said a minute ago, Levi Bradley, I don't know if you've heard of him, on IG.
Here we go.
Life on the line, Squally. Yeah. Like, life on the line. Yeah. Bucks or Knicks in the playoffs?
Knicks.
Come on.
Your life is on the line.
Yeah. The Knicks.
You're going to die, bro.
The Knicks.
Okay, right. I'll get through that one. Bezzy Magic on X says, we've seen Pasquale take victory with the shooting challenge. We did, didn't we, Sam? If we are going for a dunk competition, who on the team has taken that one?
TJ, innit?
Yeah.
Probably
do you think TJ could actually play in the British Basketball League
especially
dunk contest?
The ones we've seen these past couple of years, like, for sure. Get him in there, man.
I was saying on last week's episode, he actually reached out to me and said, what have I got to do to get into the dunk competition?
Yeah.
So he's actively trying to go for it. And I messaged him back saying, let me know if you need any help, any props or costumes. Like, can you imagine, like, TJ, like, in a Spider-Man outfit, doing, like, a hanging on the rim and then just doing the Spider-Man pose on the hoop?
I can imagine, because it's TJ, I can imagine
that. Would be
that.
Sick, wouldn't it? Yeah. I think I would get all 10s. I think he'd be quite creative as well in a dunk contest.
Yeah,
because, like, you know, like, in the past, in the British Basketball League dunk contest, they haven't really come prepared. I feel like if TJ was in a dunk competition, he would have, like, dunks up his sleeve and hopefully get like some props and that you see in the NBA and get all that stuff involved as well.
Up his shooting sleeve.
Yeah, up his shooting sleeve somewhere. Yeah, that'd be great.
Was that another boo joke? Was that another bad one?
It was worth a little pity laugh, a little chuckle.
I found this earlier and
that's loud.
That's what we should have paid for Joel.
We should have played that. Brilliant. Cheers for that. Right, well, that's a good place for us to wrap up this week's episode of the show. Fellas, you did the sign in for the episode. Do you want to sign us off with the thanks for the... Actually, before you do that, let's do some housekeeping bits first. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Bristol Flyers podcast. If you are enjoying the Bristol Flyers podcast, you can join us on all major podcast providers and YouTube. Leave a comment, a rating and a review if listening on major podcast providers. Like, comment and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. You can reach out to the podcast on social media at Bristol Flyers. You can send us an email now. hello@bristolflyers.co.uk. Sam, anything else I need to add there?
No, and I think it's time we had a sign-up from the boys, Joel.
Yeah, I think, who wants to do it? Pasquale, Corey, would you like to sign us off for this week's episode of the Flyers podcast?
Thank you for tuning in on the most recent Bristol Flyers podcast. We'll catch you on the next one.